Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. You can still get your Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirt at t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. We have both a t-shirt and a pullover hoodie option available. And each are in 5 different colors. Check out all the options, t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. Today's episode originally aired December 17th, 1946. And this one is Blackie Framed by an Impersonator.
I've got a gal who's a beautiful gal, but she ain't got a brain in her head. Come in.
Hello, Martin.
Well, Boston Blackie, come in. This is sure a big surprise.
Surprise, Martin? Have you lost your memory? You phoned and asked me to come down here.
Yeah, I know, Blackie, but frankly, I didn't expect you to show up. Sit down.
No, thanks. I move faster when I'm on my feet.
Oh, Blackie, there's nothing to be afraid of. All I want is to ask you a favor. I want you to lend me $10,000.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Oh, what's the matter? You think I'm a bad risk?
No, a bad boy. Is that all you wanted to see me about?
That's all. You won't lend me the money?
How did you ever figure that out? Is that why you got me down here?
That's right.
That's wrong. So long. Keep your head underwater.
I've got a gal who's a beautiful gal, but she ain't got a brain in her head. She's the belle of the ball with no trouble at all, but up between the ears, she's dead. Hey, Tom, he's gone.
I know, Jim. I heard the door close.
Yeah. Did I keep him here long enough for you to get a good idea what his voice sounds like?
Look, why do they call me Tom Jenkins, the man with everybody's voice? I've been a stage headliner for 20 years.
Yeah, I know all about that, Tom. When you do Blackie, will you be good?
Good. I'll be perfect. Just before Blackie went out the door, he said, like this, "So long, keep your head underwater."
No. That's not quite right, Tom. It's close, but not close enough. Now, try it again.
Well, maybe a little lower, huh? More like this.
So long, keep your head underwater.
Perfect. That was perfect, Tom.
Sure it was. I told you it would be. Now what happens?
Now we go to work.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
I've got a gal who's a beautiful gal, but she... Well, did you find Mike's new phone number, Tom?
Yeah, here it is, Jim. You want me to call him now?
Right now. Are you sure you remember how to do Boston Blackie's voice?
Just listen to this.
You want me to call Mike now, Jim?
Oh, that was perfect. All right, go ahead, call him now. This is going to be something.
Here goes.
I've got a gal who's a beautiful gal. She's a real perfect model, you'll note. She looks good in mink, but when she starts to think, her mental control is remote.
Quiet, it's ringing.
Oh, great. Make this good, will you, Tom?
Good? It'll be perfect.
Hello?
Hello. Let me speak to Mike Burns.
Speaking?
Mike, this is Boston Blackie.
Oh, Boston Blackie, huh? Well, what is it?
I got news for you, Mike. Jim Martin is out to kill you.
So? What's it to you?
A lot. I know you don't like Jim. Well, I don't like him either.
But what's that make us? Fraternity brothers?
No, not quite. You see, I'd like to get Jim myself, but I think you have a priority. Now, if you'd like to surprise Jim, you'll find him hiding in that abandoned gas station on Route 20 at 9 tonight.
Are you leveling, Blackie?
Go on out to the gas station and see for yourself.
Thanks. Maybe I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Tom?
He thought I was Blackie, all right. No doubt about that.
All right. I got on that phone and make the second call just the way I told you. You know his private phone number?
Sure. You gave it to me this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got a gal who's a beautiful gal. One look and you know she's perfection. She walks like a queen in the movies I've seen, but she thinks in just every direction. She's not the kind of... Well, is it raining yet?
Yeah, just started.
Oh, make this good for sure. This is the most important part.
Good? It'll be perfect.
Faraday speaking.
Hello, Faraday, old pal. This is Blackie.
I know it. And this is police headquarters. Goodbye.
Never mind a goodbye just yet. Be a good boy right now, and you'll be a happy kid later.
I'll be a happy kid when they pass the law to keep you from bothering me.
Look, when I stop bothering you, you'll have to start thinking, and you're so out of practice, Faraday. Listen, you want to get hold of Mike Burns, don't you?
Do I? I'll say I do.
Well, I know where you can find him.
Yeah? Well, I know where I can find Lana Turner, but I can't get near her either.
Look, Faraday, I know you can't get to Mike in his hideout without losing 10 cops doing it, but I happen to know he's going to be at that abandoned gas station on Route 20 at 9 o'clock tonight. It's your one chance to get him.
I still think this is a joke. But enough people have died because of Mike Burns. And two of those people were policemen. So maybe I'll take a chance.
Do that, pal. That gas station at 9 tonight. You can set a trap for him. So long, Faraday.
Well, good?
Good. It was perfect. He thought I was Blackie, and he's going to have cops out there when Mike arrives.
Great. You begin to see what's going on now, don't you, Tom?
Yeah. This fellow Mike Burns has threatened to kill you, hasn't he?
Uh-huh. So, to save my own skin, I have to pickle his. All right. You go back to the theater, Tom. Thanks to you, I don't have to kill Mike myself. The cops are going to do it for me.
There's the gas station, Mike. The road past those bushes.
Yes, yes, I know, Tony. I know my way around this place. I think I'll leave the car here. I'm getting out and walking the rest of the way alone.
You want me to take the wheel now?
Yes. You're ready to get going fast. Blackie said Jim would be here alone,
hey,
but
Mike,
you never...
Mike, look in those bushes.
Where?
I caught the flash of something shiny moving up there.
Where?
Over there. Over there, too.
All right, Mike.
But it's the cops. Get going, Tony. Come on, get going. Here we are. No!
Mike, what's the matter?
I snapped a slug.
Bad?
No, just in the arm. Keep this crate rolling.
Should be wide open in a second. Are you all right?
Yeah, sure. Takes more than a lame wing to bother me.
I'll get you to a dock right away.
Never mind the dock. Take me to Boston Blackie's place.
Blackie's? Why?
Why? Because he's the lowest, dirtiest rat that ever lived, that's why. He set me up here to get Jim.
Yeah, I know, but what's...
You see what he really set me up here for, don't you? To walk me into a police trap. I get the whole thing now.
And those cops almost got you, Mike. I'll take you to a doc and you'll
be... Oh, no, you don't. I'll let the doc fix my arm after I fix Boston Blackie.
Hello.
Hello, Blackie. This is Mary. Are you standing me up?
Oh, no, Mary. I'm just a little late. In fact, I was just going out the door. Uh-oh. There's someone at the door. Come on in.
Well, how soon are you going to be here?
In 10 minutes, Mary, I promise. Put on your hat and coat and... Oh, hello there.
Hello, Blackie. Know me, don't you? Mike Burns?
Yes, sure. I'll be right with you.
Blackie, who are you talking to?
Just the maid, Mary. She wants to clean up in here, I think.
The maid has a very husky voice.
Oh, she's got a cold. I'll see you in 10 minutes, just as I promised. Bye.
All right, bye.
Well, Mike, as long as you're here, come on in. Only I have a date. Suppose I get a girl for you.
Look,
it'll be a nice...
The only date you're having tonight was with me and this. You see what this is?
It looks like a gun.
That's just what it is. And you know why I've got it on you, too.
Do I? Well, that's news to me.
Don't try to go innocent on me, Blackie. I don't like phonies.
I don't like them either, Mike. And I really don't like not knowing what you're talking about. What's this about a trap?
You know all about it. You sent me out to that closed-up gas station to get Jim Martin, the way you said on that phone.
The phone? I didn't say anything to you on any phone.
You called me at 4 o'clock this afternoon, you know it. There were cops waiting for me out at the gas station. You know that, too.
Oh, so that's it, is it? Mike, I think I know what's happened.
Yeah?
I was up at Jim's about 4 this afternoon, but it wasn't to call you. Jim said he wanted to borrow money from me. But what he really wanted to do was borrow my voice.
Look, that was your voice on the phone. I know it.
You think it was, Mike. But believe me, it wasn't. Somebody was imitating it, and there's only one guy around who's that good an imitator, Tom Jenkins.
I don't know anything about any Tom Jenkins. All I know is that you phoned me and told me to go out to that gas station.
Jenkins is on the stage at the City Theater, Mike. He's the one who talked to you.
Forget about Jenkins and everybody else. I know you made that phone call and sent me into that trap. So come on. You and I are going for a little ride out in the country.
But, Mike, I have a date with my girl. If I'm not at her apartment in 10 or 15 minutes, she'll have the police out looking for me.
So what?
So unless you want to be followed out into the country, let me phone her and tell her I'll be delayed.
All right. One word about this, Blackie, and I'll blast
you. Don't worry. I won't tell her anything. In fact, you can stand right there and listen to me.
Think I won't. All right, go ahead and pick up the phone and call your girl. And let's get out of here.
All right, I'll pick up the phone and get you with it. So, I was saved by the bell. The Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, this Tom Jenkins is a marvelous imitator, isn't he, Blackie?
The best, Mary. That's why we came to this theater, just to see him.
Yes, I know.
Folks, you got that one a little too easy. And I don't think you'll have much trouble with this one, either. I know I don't. Now, listen, all you guys and babes out front. If any one of you run into McCall, I want you to tell her I was up at the theater tonight, not clowning around.
That was Humphrey Bogart, wasn't it?
Wasn't Shirley Temple. No wonder he could imitate my voice. He can do anybody's.
And then there's a fellow who isn't quite as tough, but is certainly is just as unpleasant when he wants to be. He usually says to his frightened victims,
"Don't worry, little girl. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to give you this lollipop."
Oh, Blackie, that was wonderful.
No, it wasn't Mary. It was Peter Lorre.
Anytime you want to apologize for that, it's all right with me.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and good night.
Oh, shucks, it's all over.
Well, his act is finished, yes. Let's wait till he gets a chance to take off his makeup, and then we'll go back and have a little chat.
Blackie, please tell me why we're backstage to see Mr. Jenkins.
Well, Mary, it's not because I want his autograph, I assure you. Wonder why he doesn't answer. Well,
maybe he's not in his dressing room. Oh, Blackie, you're up to something. I just know it.
I'm up to something, all right, Mary. My neck in trouble. Oh, why doesn't he answer?
Well, I certainly don't know.
Listen, Mary, Jenkins imitated my voice and got me in trouble with Mike Burns.
Yes, you told me that.
I wish somebody would tell me why Jenkins doesn't answer my knock. Oh, I guess I'll try the door.
Well, nice try. It opened.
Let's walk in and wait for our friend.
Good enough. You know, I always... Blackie.
Yes, I see him, Mary. It's Jenkins.
Well, is he?
Uh-huh. He is.
Dead, huh?
Very.
Oh! The door slammed.
No, it didn't, lady. I slammed it.
Mike.
Blackie, is this Mike Burns?
Yeah. I'm Mike Burns, lady. Take a good look at me if you want to. Because as soon as I get through with your boyfriend here, I'm going to polish you off for good measure.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Gangster Jim Martin hired a mimic to imitate Blackie's voice and trick another gangster, Mike Burns, police killer, into a trap set by Inspector Faraday and his men. But Mike escaped from the trap, and believing Blackie double-crossed him, he goes to Blackie's to kill him. Blackie, however, escapes, goes to see the well-known mimic, only to find him dead. Then Blackie and his friend Mary Wesley are both trapped by Mike. As we return to our story, Blackie tries to reason with the killer.
Look, Mike, use your head instead of your gun for a change. Do you know who this dead man was?
Yeah, sure I know who he was.
Who?
Tom Jenkins, headliner on the show.
You saw his billing, huh? Good. Now, what did Jenkins do?
He imitated voices.
Go to the head of the class. Jenkins could have imitated my voice, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have. Only...
He not only could have, he did. That's why he's dead. So put your gun away.
Not yet, I won't.
Oh, look, Mr. Burns,
quiet,
even
lady,
I...
Quiet, will you? This is between Blackie and me.
You heard what the man said, Mary.
I'll be quiet.
Now, Mike, don't you see it was Jenkins here, hired by Jim Martin, probably, who made that call?
Yeah, it could have been at that, only it was you who crowned me with that telephone.
I had to do that. You wouldn't listen to me. Look, give me time and I can prove it was Jenkins here who called you and sent you into that trap. Give me some time, will you, Mike?
Wait a minute. Sure sounded like you on the phone, Blackie.
Sure it did. Jenkins was good, Mike. The best impersonator in the business.
Uh-huh. Makes sense, all right. Okay, Blackie, I'll give you a chance to prove what you're saying, but listen. Wherever you go, I'm going too, see? And wherever you go, you're going to go in my car, see?
Fair enough.
And get this too, Blackie. First place we go is where I want to go.
Where's that?
Pick up my pal, Tony. I think he ought to come along with us. He'll be insurance against you doing anything I don't like. You see, Tony likes to use a gun, and I kind of like to see him use it. Remember that, Blackie.
Come in.
Here's that report on the murder of Tom Jenkins, Inspector Faraday.
Well, it's about time, Stuart. Any dope on the gun?
Yeah, it was a .32.
Anything else?
Two very interesting things, Inspector. The doorman at the theater described the guy who came to see Jenkins just before his body was found.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's only one guy that the description fits. Guess who?
I don't want to play any games. Who was it?
Boston Blackie.
Blackie? I might have known he'd be mixed up in this somehow. Okay, send out an alarm for him. I want Boston Blackie picked up. And I don't care in how many pieces.
Look, Mike, you'll guarantee Mary will be safe if I leave her here in your car while I go in to see Jim Martin.
I'll be all right, Blackie. Don't worry.
You'll be safe, Blackie, as long as you play it safe and don't pull anything fancy while you're in with Jim. All right, here's his place. Pull up here.
I know where he lives.
All right, Blackie, get going.
Okay, relax, Mary.
I'm so relaxed, I'm limp.
I'll be right back.
You better be. Keep a gun on the lady, Tony.
There's a gun on her, okay.
I'll be back. Don't let those two mugs scare you, Mary.
Okay. I got down this beautiful gal. You gotta admit, she's terrific. She's perfectly swell, but I'm here to tell. Come in.
Hello, Jim.
Ah, hello, Frankie. Decided to lend me that $10,000?
Not this time. I'm here because I got a tip that Mike Burns is looking for you.
I don't think I have to worry about Mike.
No? Well, go to the window there and tell me whose car that is parked just up the street.
Which car, Mike?
That red sedan up there. Do you recognize it?
Yeah, it's Mike's.
That's right. And in a minute, Mike will be coming in here to see you.
What for?
You know what for. To get even with you for a lot of things. If I know Mike, he'll come in the back way and through this door back here. You better get your gun out and be ready for him.
You're a nice guy for tipping me, Blackie, but I don't own a gun. How about lending me yours?
I'm not that nice a guy.
Well, maybe I can find one in a drawer over here.
You'd better hope you can.
Yeah. I got a gal who's a beautiful gal. She's perfect, I gotta admit. There's gold in her hair, but just under there, there isn't one half of a whip. Huh. This looks like a gun, doesn't it?
Yes, it looks like the one I want, too. Look, it's something like mine.
But you're going to wait, Blackie, first.
I think not, Jim. I need it to help me get what I want. Your gun. In fact, that's the reason I'm here.
What? Mike's not on his way up here?
No, he's waiting outside for me. I'm going to prove something to him.
Whatever it is, I don't want any.
Drop that gun, Jim. Drop
it. Sure, I'll drop it, Blackie, as soon as...
Knocked it right out of your hand, didn't I? Don't ever try to outshoot me, pal. Just leave the gun where it fell, Jim. You didn't own one, huh? Well, you don't now, because I'm taking it.
Look, what do you want my gun for?
I think it's the gun you used to kill Tom Jenkins. So he could never admit he imitated my voice.
Oh, you figured out the Jenkins angle, huh? Try and prove it.
Oh, I'm not going to try to prove it, Jim. I'm going to leave that up to the police, but I think I'd better make sure that the cops will know where to find you when they want you. Come here.
What for?
I've got a present for you. Here. Oh. Sleep well, Jim. Because I'm going to put some rope around your hand so that later on the cops can put a rope around your neck. Well, Mary, I see your two boyfriends are still in the back seat.
Yes, Blackie.
Didn't they think you'd be lonely up here?
Oh, they reminded me often enough that I wasn't alone.
Start the car, Blackie, and start to drive. Slowly.
Backseat driver, huh, Mike?
Yeah. Well, Blackie, what did you get out of Jim Martin?
Enough to prove he killed Tom Jenkins, I hope. And if I can prove Jim killed Jenkins, won't you be convinced Jenkins was imitating my voice on that phone call?
Maybe.
Well, where do we go from here?
You tell me, Blackie.
Well, I got Jim Martin's gun. I'm pretty sure it's the gun that killed Tom Jenkins.
You got Jim's gun, huh? You hear that, Tony? Blackie took Jim's gun away from him.
Yeah, I heard him, Mike. Ain't that too bad?
You know, Blackie, your time's running out. You ain't convinced me yet.
I will. I have an idea.
Hey, what's wrong with this car?
I don't know.
Mike, we're running out of gas. We've been driving around a couple of hours.
What? Wasn't the tank full?
I ain't sure. Uh-oh. We're stalled.
Sorry, Mike, and right in the middle of a boulevard, too.
Cop!
Don't worry, Mike. I won't say anything to him, except that we're out of gas.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Don't you know better than to park in the middle of the
Put your gun away, Tony.
I got it
hidden, I'll get out of the car and talk to the cop. He might recognize you, Mike.
Yeah, he might at that.
Mary, you better get out, too. We may need a little feminine charm.
Well, all right, but it didn't help any with those two.
All right, now, what's the matter here? What's the matter?
Come over here to the curb, and I'll tell you all about it, officer. Mary, maybe you can explain to the man.
Hey, what's the lady doing with a gun?
Hey, Tony, right, can you on, hear what they're talking about?
No, I can't, Mike. And I don't... Hey, Mike, look. Blackie left the ignition turned on. Look what the gas gauge says.
What? Hey, we still got half a tank. Blackie stalled his car.
Yeah. And I bet there's something wrong with what Blackie's telling that cop. We better get out of here.
And fast, too. Climb up in the front seat. Let's get going.
I'm practically in the front seat now.
Come on, hurry. Get this buggy going.
Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. Mike, hurry.
Push that pedal down and it goes through the floor. And keep it there till we get out of sight.
Attention all cars, attention all cars. Be on the lookout for a maroon sedan. License plates 7Y602. License number 7Y602. A maroon sedan. Driver is Tony Leeds and other man in car is Mike Burns. Wanted for murder. Approach vehicle with caution. Use extreme care. Burns killer. Attention all cars. Attention all cars.
Mike, what do we do now? Just drive around like this?
I'm trying to think, Tony. Maybe we did wrong. A wrong thing, skipping away from Blackie. Maybe he wasn't crossing us when he talked to that cop.
No? Why did he say we were out of gas when he had half a tank?
He didn't say that, Tony. You did.
Hey, Mike, look what's behind us. A police squad car. Look, we'll just pull out of that side street there. Another squad,
yeah,
squad car.
Yeah, you're right, Tony.
Hey, there ain't all. There's a third one coming out of another side street.
Right there. There's a fourth. Pull away from the curb just behind us. Blackie spilled that cop, all right?
That dirty double cross.
Never mind about that guy now. Drive. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Turn the corner on the speedway here.
All right. We'll get Black if it is, huh?
Never mind about him. We'll get him sure of it later. Come on, faster.
She's wide open now.
Well, keep it that way. Those cops can drive almost as fast as we can.
Yeah, but not so good. They got to slow up to make the turn out of that bridge up there, but I'm not gonna.
Hey, take it easy, will you?
Ah, sit still. I know how to make it without slowing down.
But Tony, it's a sharp turn. Look out, you fool. Slow down.
Slow down, nothing. Hold on. Here we go.
Tony, we can't make it.
Mike, let go.
Keep your guns ready, men. They may not be dead.
I don't know why they aren't dead, Inspector Faraday. They hit that wall head on.
Yeah, I know, Stuart. But we don't want to take any chances.
We don't need to worry about chances, Inspector. Tony and Mike took one themselves, and look at them. They're both dead.
Too bad.
Too bad?
Yeah. The end for these guys should have come up the river, not on a bridge crossing it.
Yeah, I know it. Hey, look who's here.
Hello, Faraday.
Beat it, Blackie. I can look at just one bad accident at a time.
Oh, now, Faraday, don't tell me that you saw, because I saw the Tom Jenkins murder for you, too.
You didn't solve anything, Blackie. If Mike Burns killed Jenkins, he also killed himself trying to get away from me.
Faraday, you mean you haven't received the gun I sent you?
Sure, I got it. I sent it to the lab the minute it was given to me by the cop you gave it to. It's the gun that killed Jenkins, all right. But where did you get it?
From the killer, Jim Martin, and I'll tell you where you can find him all tied up and waiting for you.
Yeah?
Yes, but I've got to leave now because Mary Wesley is at home, all dressed up and waiting for me.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. These impersonator plots aren't all that effective over radio. Because I have a sneaking suspicion that when it came time for the impersonator to speak in Blackie's voice, that it was Richard Colmer at the microphone. And this would often continue on television as well, where it was supposed to be an impersonator, and it was either the actor playing the person who was impersonating their character, or it was the actor dubbing over the lines of the impersonator. Also, Blackie did something really clever when he tied up Jim. The question is, why didn't he do the same thing with Mike? I mean, from what we can gather, Blackie knocked out Mike and just left him in his apartment, rather than doing the smart thing and tying Mike up. Also, don't quite get the closing line. It wasn't even pretending to be clever or a pun, or was it cute or charming or anything? Just a really odd line to end on. All right, well, that'll actually be all for now. If you do have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And next Thursday, it's another episode of Boston Blackie. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.